Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Language of Hope podcast. Our host, Betty Chenchenghene, is the senior pastor of New Spring AG, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
I'm sharing with you, honoring parents is honoring God. Honoring parents is honoring God. Jesus had earthly parents. That is the need why we have to pay attention to parents and also regard them. Luke chapter 2, verse 41 to 52. Jesus had earthly parents, our role model. He had earthly parents. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went out to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us?" His mother, Jesus' mother. "Look, your fathers were also not left out." Today is not only for a mother. You can't talk about a mother without talking about father. Let's appreciate all fathers in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Women here, shake fathers here and appreciate them. Shake any father sitting beside you. Or you can even get up and go and shake it. Fathers are smiling. Fathers are happy. Yeah, daddies. Shake all the daddies in the house. The way they say that, you know, it's some way you. It makes it look some. If you have money probably in your pocket, it looks like you should give it to them. Or... Oh. Daddy is sitting on stone today. Forgive Daddy. Amen and amen. Hi, my God. Mothers are smart. Hallelujah. Bring the scripture here. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me?" Some of you go out, we call you, "Where are you?" You bore. Are you not coming home? You bore. Big man. You don't know. Look at Jesus here. Oh God, Jesus, and our parents are looking for him. The man who is anointed, who can take care of himself. Parents are looking for him. And look at what Jesus said. "Why did you seek me?" He's not being sarcastic. He's not being rude. And I mean, be careful. "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" In a polite way. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Sometimes how you speak to your mother will tell whether you are a grown-up boy. They should leave you to go about your own thing. The things, the response you give to them, it will tell. They didn't understand what the boy was saying. It tells you he was not a boy. Bring the scripture, I'm not done. Then he went down with them. He went down with them and came to Jerusalem. But my focus is here. And was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. He was subject to them. Give it to me in either Amplify or any other. He said, he was obedient to them. Obedient. He was obedient to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. And was obedient. Was what? He was what? He was obedient to them. And his mother kept and closely and persistently guarded all these things in his heart. We must honor parents. We must honor mothers. We must honor fathers. We must regard them. And you see, scripture is commanding us to honor them. So honoring parents, honoring mothers, honoring fathers, it's not optional, it's a command. According to Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. It's a command. It's not something optional. It's not something when you decide to do it or you want to do it or you can, you will not do it. He said, honor your father and your mother. He didn't leave fathers out. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord God has done what? He has done what? He has commanded you that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. It's a command. We have no option. It's a command. We must honor them. We must honor them. Whether you like it or not, you must honor them. It's a command. You see, every command from God is to command a blessing in your life. Every command from God is to command a blessing into your life. So one of the ways God would want to bless us is by honoring parents. That is why he's giving us that command. It means that upon honoring them, you have no option to fail. When you honor them, it becomes compulsory for your success. Success is compulsory when you honor them. Failure is never part of your life when you learn how to honor parents. So God is commanding us. And why I say honoring parents is honoring God is because when you honor them, you have honored that word. You have honored God's word by saying that we should honor parents. By honoring them, you have honored the word in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. By honoring them, you are not taking God for granted. You are not taking his words for granted. So we must honor them. We don't have that luxury of time to debate, to discuss whether we should honor them or we shouldn't honor them or we should do this or they have done this and they have done that. We don't have that time. There are some people, they want to bring out genuine excuses and reasons why they can't honor them. Bible didn't say love them. Honor is different from love. Honor is different from love. For the love, you can choose to love them or not. But the honor is a command. It's a command. Whether your father is a drunkard or whatever he is, a womanizer, it doesn't give you that permit, that permission not to honor them. It's a command. Honor them. And the word honor is honor. Don't dilute it. Honor them. Someone will say that, you see, and my father didn't take care of me and he has abandoned me. Look. From beginning of everything, God knew it. Yet till he say honor them. That can be a reason why you wouldn't honor them. And I pity parents who want to incite their children against their fathers. You are doing that at their own danger. You are doing that. And I don't call him. Hey, why did you go and see him? He didn't take care of you. Be careful. Be careful. You are doing that at the danger of your own son or daughter. God said we should honor them. And we don't have any reason. whether he slapped you, whether he attempted to rape you, whether he tried to kill you, whatever he did, we don't have that luxury of time to discuss. Honor is honor. Let's just obey it. Let's honor them. Let's honor them. It comes with a blessing. Let's honor parents. Glory be to God. You see, their position in our life is not just a physical position. It's also a spiritual position. The position mothers or parents occupy in our life is not just a physical position. It's also a spiritual position. So you can choose to disown your father or whatever. He still remains your father. You have managed to disown him or disconnect from him physically, but spiritually, he still occupies that position. No matter what you do. So we must stay to honoring them. You can change them physically, but you can't change your position spiritually. You see, anytime God wants to bless you, it's either he will give you an instruction or he will give you a question. Do this. The moment you see God saying do this, it means he wants to bless you. The moment you see God asking you something, it means he wants to bless you. So upon God commanding us that we should honor them, it means he wants to command someone, he wants to push someone, he wants to force someone into a blessing. Glory be to God. So we must come to understand that. Parents are for honor and not dishonor. I'm taking my time to teach all these things because I know there are many mentality, many perceptions about parents, about father. My father has done this, my mother has done that, and whatever. I don't know how painful it is or it has been or whatever. We must honor them. And you have that option to choose to honor them, to be blessed. Glory be to God. So we must honor them. They are for, and listen, when we say parents, it's not only about mother or father. Some of you may know, upon growing up, you didn't get that opportunity to be raised by your mother or your father, but it was your granny. Anybody that takes care of you, who took care of you as a guardian or whatever, is a parent. You're all part of it. Honor them. Your auntie, your nana, your sewa, your whatever. Whoever has played a role in your life as a parent, as a father, or as a mother, you have to learn how to honor them. They were not created for dishonor. They were created for honor. We must learn it, how to honor them. All failures in life can be connected. It can be connected to dishonor. Whether dishonor to authority, dishonor to a father, dishonor to an elderly, dishonor to this one, dishonor to a man. All failures in life can be connected to it. Can be connected to it. So we must go back to the place of honor. Parents can't be any other thing apart from being a gift. They can't be any other thing. They are a gift from God to us. They can't be any other thing. Whatever you think about them, Charlie, clear it. Start appreciating them. It's a gift. It's a gift. Your mother is a gift and not a witch. Your mother is a gift. I repeat it. Hear me. Your mother is a gift and not a witch. They are gifts from God to us. Anything around us that we didn't pay for is a gift. The anointing I carry, I didn't pay for, is a gift. So, mommy, I didn't pay for you. You are around me. You are a gift to me. Nobody paid to have a mother. They are gifts. Anything we have around us that we didn't pay for, it's a gift from God. We must treasure it. We must learn how to uphold it well and value it. It's a gift. It's a gift. God gave me the gift of a mother. That is how come you see me gifted this way. I'm a gifted now because of the gift of a mother God gave to me. I see you being gifted. I see someone giving you a gift. I see you becoming a gift to others. I pray for someone here. By the honor you give to a parent, a mother, or a father, may a mega blessing be open to you. I said, may a mega blessing be open to you. The louder your amen, the greater your miracle. So they are gifts to us. God gave them to us. The good news is that everyone has this gift. The good news is that everyone has this gift. That is the good news. Is there anybody that says, I don't have this gift? Is there anyone that is here and said that I don't have this gift? Which kind of person are you? He's not here. Everyone has it. There are some people, you meet them, they want to speak. They want to say that, and it's because I didn't get the school, you people, I didn't get that opportunity you people had. I didn't do this, that, and this, that. Listen. See? You have all that it takes for you to make it. And what it is, period. Everyone has it. Everyone. Then you're not supposed to be here. I'm not talking about their presence. I'm talking about the fact that God gave them to us as a gift. As a gift. Yeah, I will honor my father till the last day, the last trumpet I will hear, no matter what. My father is not alive, but I still honor him. I carry his name. You must learn how to honor them. You don't need good school to make it a lie. You see, God has given us a gift. And that gift God has given to us. By that gift, we must make it. We must not fail. And one of the precious gifts he gave to us is parents. Let's learn how to honor them. Let's learn. If you see them as gifts, you take very good care of them. You will treasure them. You will not take them for granted. How do we honor them? How do we honor them? Number one, you honor them by listening to them. Listening to them. You must learn how to listen to them. When they talk, listen. Listen. Proverbs 23 verse 22. Learn how to listen to them. Proverbs 23 verse 22. 23, 22. Proverbs. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Listen to them. Learn how to listen to them. Listen to them. Sometimes we think that we know too much, we know better than them. My boy, I know you know much, but listen to them. Listen to them. Upon listening to them, anything they tell you, take it. Take it, listen to them. Give them a listening ear. Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Listen to them. Listen to parents. That is a way to honor them, by listening to them. It said, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. Obey your parents in how many things? In how many things? Obey them in all things. So when you're about to enter a relationship and they tell you something, listen. When you're about to marry and they tell you something, listen. When you're about to choose a school, they tell you something, listen. He said, in all things. In all things. Anything they tell you, there's a scripture talking to us here. He said, in all things, listen to them. Listen to them. No matter what you think, you see, don't follow love. Don't follow love. Listen to them. You endanger your life. I'm telling you. I've seen it countless of times. One of these days, I was speaking to one young lady. And I was telling her that, listen, boyfriends are not forever. Husbands are not forever. You know that. But parents are forever. Yeah. They're forever. So learn how to keep permanent things. Learn it. How to keep permanent things, treasure permanent things. I was telling you, so why is a man not speaking? No matter what you think, you listen to them. Just listen. 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 In all things, whether hospital, whether whatever, your shoe, whether anything, in all things, listen to them. That is one way to honor them. Listen to them. So you honor them by doing what? Listening to them. Number two, you honor them by celebrating them. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Proverbs 23, verse 22. Celebrate them. Quickly. Proverbs 23, 22. He said, listen to your father who begot you, and do not, now this scripture, when you read other translation, it said, listen to your father who gave you life. Somebody who has given you life. You want to lift your heel against him. I don't understand people. A father is a father no matter what he has done. A mother is a mother no matter what. No matter what. There's no way you can convince me to tell me my mother is a witch. What for? A gift God has given to me can be a witch. No. Yamin from your man say man and mouth. It's God that gave them to us. They can be a witch. Celebrate them. Honor them. Sometimes you see, you don't want to listen to them because they are old. But there is something they carry. What they carry is not old. It makes things new. Their body might be old. But there is something they carry on their tongue. It's not old. Listen to them. Celebrate them. What they carry, their body is just old, but what they carry, it can add something to your life for you to also become old like them. Let's learn it. No. They can be old fashioned, they can be a cake, but what is in their tongue, what is on their tongue, is not a cake, it's not old fashioned. Many of you are naked. You are wearing something, but you are naked. They can clothe you with their words. I'm telling you. They can clothe you. Some of you, what you are wearing is old fashioned. They can sew a new dress for you by their words. Let's celebrate them. Today, you must learn how to celebrate them. I can't remember those times that we were in secondary school. One guy, when the mother is coming, then he is dodging. I said, Boy, why are you dodging? A gift, you are dodging. Hey, let's learn how to celebrate them. Glory be to God. One of these days, we went to see my mother. You could see when he's talking, you could see that this is a baby talking. Baby. The mind has been reset. But yes, so you have to listen. You have to listen. Already COVID quiet. Yeah, COVID quiet. Baby, I'm going to COVID quiet. Mommy, you need me all come. But you have to listen to them. And I'll be here in the COVID quiet. I'm saying, hey! We passed that level. We passed that level. They are old. But we must learn how to celebrate them. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. The young people there, they will kill us today. You can't compare COVID quiet to pizza. Now they are buying us pizza and they are killing us early. But they know best and they want to give us organic soups. But we don't want it. One pizza and whatever. I celebrate all mothers here. I celebrate all of you. I celebrate you. No matter who you are, I celebrate you. I celebrate you. And times you see your mother can do something, you go now. Ma wu gum any masse, ma wu gum any masse, hey. Looking at yourself, so we must learn it. Today, go and celebrate. Everybody, go and celebrate your mother. Stop celebrating other people's mother. Celebrate your own mother. And stop that thing. You met one woman in a VIP bus. He just gave you 50 cedis. From that time, you have been celebrating this woman as if your mother has not done anything for you. Stop it. And if I have not met you, if your mother too have not, let me not go there. Godmothers, today get time and celebrate them. And how do we honor them? Give them gifts. Buy them things. Send them money. Today everybody go and send your mother money. Money. Now hear me. Any money you have not yet given to your mother before, don't give it to me. It's abomination. It doesn't carry any blessing. Any money you have not yet given to your mother, don't give it to me. Don't even say here. You will give it, I will chop it, but nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. He said, this is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your parents. Learn how to honor them. The same honor we give to men of God, let's give the same one to them. How you see men of God, you bow your moasi. Bow your moasi when you see your mother. Sometimes go to them, mama, lay hands on me and pray for me. And you drop your gift. Let them lay hands and pray for you. Glory be to God. So give them gift. Today, send them gift. You have not given your mother 1,000 Ghana cedis before. But you give it to boyfriends, girlfriends. Boy, you have 1 minute remaining. Number four, how do we honor them? Never challenge them, nor fight them. Don't challenge them. Don't challenge them. Don't challenge. No, I mean it. The gift I'm saying, I mean it too. It's a compulsory for everyone here. Because I want everyone to be blessed. It's a compulsory. Don't say I don't have it. Don't say I don't have it. You have it. You have it. You have it. Let someone call you. Someone you think is so precious to you right now. Call you. You find any means, any ways to get it for the person. You have it. Don't say you don't have it. At least something. If not for anything, credit. If not for anything, just go and buy them. Contemporary bro, for them is what? I'm talking to you. Huh? Huh? Antennas. Who said antennas? Spinners. Spinners. At least buy them spinners. It will give them blood. Huh? It's not spinners. And sorry. Anybody who would not know the English name for contemporary, you are not living here. You are not living here. Huh? Kassala. Huh? Carrot leaves. Taro. You Google it. Now this one, how will you Google it? So you type in contemporary English name. At least get them something, please. Today, everybody, get them something. Today early morning, I called her. I say, happy. He say, hey. Before so bad, I cut you over, can send him a 1,000 Ghana. Fatu si si ala. I say, hey, akulum hataya. O kind am si akulum. O say, em kulum hataya biya. Send it to si ala. Today, everybody do it. You send mother 1,000, then you send father, because the fathers, their time is not, their own will come. So, mother 1,000 today, father 500 cedis. Send it, else you die and leave the money here. Send it to them. Glory be to God. So, never challenge them, nor fight them. Never. How to honor them? Never challenge them. Exodus 21, verse 15. Never challenge them. Or try to fight them. Never challenge them. You lift your heel against them. And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. In the olden days, anybody that tries to lift the hand against them, you'll be put to death. In our days now, you'll not be put to death by killing like this, but you are gradually killing your life. Never try to challenge them. Never challenge them. Never. When you say it like this, someone say that, hey, now father dear, how can you? Hey, be so to me here, and your father dear, hey, now what to do so mom is. They have not pushed you to the wall before. That's why. That's why. All of these days, a mother called us, we should come, we should come, we should come. When we enter, the son has big cutlass like this. Say you want to kill the mother. We had to kneel from the gate. Kneel, Kojo, please. Kojo, please. Hey, Kojo, mommy, oh, Kojo. I see the mini, mini pa. Mini, me kuno. Kojo, please. Never challenge them. When they say don't. When they say don't go, don't go. When they say stop, stop. Never challenge them. Number five, don't curse them. Speak well of them. Don't curse them. Speak well of them. Exodus 21, verse 17. Don't curse them. Don't curse them. Sometimes the things we say, it's a curse. And he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Don't curse them. Don't say evil of them. Don't curse them. Man, be our yemen or man. Don't curse them. Speak well of them. Speak well of them. It's a way to honor them. Honor them. Number six, they don't deserve mockery. Don't mock them. They don't deserve mockery. Proverbs 30:17. Hey, man, don't mock them. They don't deserve mockery. Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. Give it to me in TPT. Don't mock them, please. Don't mock them. The eye that mocks TPT. Is it TPT? The eye that mocks his father and dishonors his elderly mother deserves to be plucked out by the raven of the valley and fed to the young vultures. Let's not mock them. There are things we do to them. It's mockery. Let's stop it. Let's not mock them. Let's honor them. For you to honor them, don't mock them. Glory be to God. So the rewards of honoring them. The rewards of honoring them. Now you see, the things that I've mentioned, you see, it's an eye-opener. All this while you didn't know that it's not a sign of honor. It's not a sign of honor. There is a reward we receive in honoring them. The rewards of honoring them. Number one, you live to please God. Anytime you honor them, you live to please God. You live to please God. If any man is living and wants to please God, please learn how to honor them. Learn how. Learn how to honor them. Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Learn how to honor them. If you want to please God, learn how to honor them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. So upon honoring them, you are honoring God, and God was pleased that you have honored him. Upon honoring them, you have honored God. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7. So what is the reward in honoring parents? What is the reward? It is pleasing to God. So if it is pleasing to God, what will happen? What will happen? When it pleases God, what will happen? When it pleases God, this will happen. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So when you honor parents, watch this, it pleases God. And God says, any man that pleases me, I will even cause his enemies to be at peace. You know that one of the reasons for your troubles in life, you have too many enemies. Too many. Too many. The school you went to, you have about 14 enemies. The saloon you go to, 5. Your laundry, 5. Here, 6. Here, 7. This small church, 18. You have too many enemies. So you have a lot of battles to fight. You have it. Instead of pleasing God, you live to please your enemies. You see, someone is sitting here. All his mentality and motive in life is that the Lord should just open a door. A door. At least, some of them can even pray, oh God, at least, even if it's Dubai. So that I can take picture with Emirates flight. So that I will post it. So that my enemies will know. Oh, enemies, too much. So all your life, you are living to please them. But he said, when you live to honor your parents, it pleases me. And when a man's way pleases the Lord, he causes his enemies to be at peace with him. So there is no need to have time to sit down with them. And I, Kweku, come. Last 15 years. At the end of the year, I see my father, and then I'm saying, Debbie, when your way pleases the Lord, you will not even have that time to sit down to discuss whatever issue. They themselves will come. Hey, you know what you... Just recently, I met someone. He said that he won't talk to me again. Me too. I said, me, I won't talk to you anywhere you see me. Pass! I saw him at airport. Boy! Boy! But when a man's way pleases the Lord, now he has seen it. Then after hugging, he said, boy! Now I see all of that. Now I said, what's up? You are everywhere. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he causes his enemies to be at peace with him. Initially, I was scared. Because he's giant, he's like this. Recently, you saw one guy that came here. You saw him. What was his height? Huh? How many feet? It's not a normal height. And you saw the distance. It's not a normal height. He can't sit in any other car apart from V8. Yeah, you know they saw him. When I'm hugging him, I'm here. When he got down from the car and I was hugging him, I hugged the knee. Oh, they you saw it. Yeah, it's not a normal thing. And this was somebody that used to bully me way back in university. Now I say, Papa, when he was coming down, he said, I said, don't come down, let me. If you come down, trouble. When a man's way pleases the Lord, the four people that even sat down to plan your downfall, these same four people, one of these days will come to you and say that, please, don't pass this way. Why? When a man's way pleases the Lord, he causes his enemies to be at peace with him. The same person that took the drug, poison, to put it in your drink, this same person will tell you, please don't drink here, don't go there. Haven't you seen some before? People that come to you and to tell you things, you know, they are not gossip people. It's God that is looking for a way to settle score with your enemies. When a man's way pleases the Lord. So when you honor your parents, it pleases the Lord. You are not only honoring your parents, you are also honoring God. It pleases the Lord. And you cause your enemies. After today, you will no more have any enemies. I said you will not have any enemies. It put too much pressure on your life. On your life. Too much pressure. I live to please them. I want to please them. I want to please. I don't have anybody to please. Now Foco. I don't have anybody to please. I don't. There's only one place. Maybe I will try to please. I'm done. There's only one place I will try to please. Either my wife in the bedroom. That's all. And even that one, my enemies are not there. Whether I please or I didn't please her, you didn't see it. Tale, live your life, oh. Live life without pressure. Without pressure. Adibala. They be preaching about my brother, my dad, No, no, nothing. I don't have anybody to please. If it's not working, it's not working. If it works, it works. I don't have anybody to please. I have too many enemies. Ekia. Abena. Today, you want to please Ekia. Tomorrow, you want to. You have too many enemies. You don't know they are your enemies, eh? You don't know. Many guests. Dirty many guests. There's only one who is your lover. The rest are enemies. I'm telling you. Yes, sir. I'm free. Yeah, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. The day I got married, I was safe. Because there were too many enemies. When the ministry started, Pastor Pia will tell you, too many enemies. Somebody can drop an offering like this. Enemies. All the choir says, enemies. Protocol, enemies. Media, enemies. Everybody, enemy. Hey! But they are fighting themselves. Who to marry? Marry me. Mama, you me okay? You okay? Are you not okay? You have enemies? You can't have it. You can't have it. You can't put any pressure on anybody here. I'm telling you, you can't have enemies again. Digus, do you have enemies? You can't. So when he's leaving, he's so under pressure. As Pastor Bismarck, you are sitting here, you don't have any enemy. There's no pressure on you. There's no pressure. Hey, boy. You have many enemies. Get ready. They are coming for you. A lady stopped church because of Pastor Abia. Yeah. He stopped church because of Pastor Abia. And it's such a person is an enemy. Uh-huh. So after here, anywhere he will see you, he can harm you. He said, you people didn't tell me. I said, which people should tell you? You people didn't tell me that Pastor Piano is dating. I said, he didn't know. It was, he has not spoken to Pastor Pia before. I said, which young enemies are like this? We have conscious and unconscious enemies. Known and unknown enemies. Obi Tiaz is here, we are enemy big time. I'm telling you. Who enemies, baby? Obi Shows is here, we are over to four. I'm telling you. When I'm no casa. Bema. Young Kenya Bio. Now, you are the meme too for my word. Oh, yeah, you have a boy send you a book in your yala. Catch your visit in a year. You have one talk. You have many enemies. Honor your parents. You only have one mother to honor. One mother. You have one mother. I have one mother. No pressure. Low pressure. What are the rewards of honoring him? Let me end here, cry. The rewards of honoring him. Honoring your mother. What are the rewards? What are the rewards? My God. Number two, you enjoy long days. Long days. This one here is well explained. So you can catch it. You enjoy long days. Deuteronomy 5:16. You enjoy long days. You enjoy long days. I give me Proverbs 16, verse 7. Let me see what is there in TPT. Let me see. There is a way that the Lord put it there. Proverbs 16, verse 7. TPT. Is this TPT? Look at this. Look at it. Hey, lovely. When the Lord is pleased with the decisions you have made, He activates grace to turn your enemies into friends. You activate grace. Number two, you will enjoy long days. You enjoy long days. When you honor parents, it's easy to live without paracetamol. I'm telling you, you enjoy long days. Long days. A young boy, you don't know how to honor a young boy like 15, 20, 23. Pressure. Pressure. Young boy, pressure. I will quote the pressure through. Learn how to honor parents. You will live long. Number three, you will be successful in life. When you honor them, you'll be successful in life. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 2. You see, let me tell you something. Your going does not guarantee success. Your going. The fact that you disagree with them. Sometimes they can tell you, don't marry. Then you say, you got to go. And you went. Nothing has happened. But your going doesn't guarantee success. Doesn't guarantee. The other time, Pharaoh told Moses, he said, you can go, but don't go very far. You can go.
Sometimes there are certain things you can do it, but you see, it will not catch up with you today. It will catch up with you tomorrow. Don't think you are gone. Don't think you are gone. You can go, but your going does not guarantee success. It doesn't guarantee it. You can go and there will be nothing there for you. You can go. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. Ephesians 6, 1 to 2. It said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For what? For this is right. If you are looking for one of the right things to do in life, this is one of them. This is one of them. You are confused. You don't know what to do. The right decisions to make. The right decision to make, one of the right things to do today is to honor them. Is to honor them. Verse 2. It said, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment. With what? A promise. What is the promise? Verse 3. What is the promise? That it may be well with you, and you may live long on what? On earth. It may be well with you. Wellness. Wellness. You can go, but you'll be denied wellness. Wellness. Please, after today, let's honor them. Let's honor them. God has given them to us as keys to access our open doors. Let's honor them. Let's honor them. Let's treasure them. Uphold them. Treat them well. Hold them well. Treasure them. Pamper them. They are gifts. You lose them, you have lost something. Keep them well. Keep them well. One of these days, set date, set time, and pray for them. Just by one honor. You have no idea. You see, there will be a long way ahead of you that it will be devoid of obstacles and hindrances and whatever. Someone is sitting here. You see, the solution to your malady in life is honor. Go back and honor your mother. Go back and honor your father. There is one word you spoke against them. There was an act of dishonor you did. Go back and correct it. Doors will open. Doors will open. Honor them. Honor them. You can choose. Well, you can choose not to love them, but honor. 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 No matter what he did to your father, that is not he did to your mother. That is not your beef. You are not a judge. You are not a judge. Atukuba, you are not a judge. Close your eyes. May God grant us the grace to honor them. The ability to honor them. After today, we will honor them. We will treasure them. Pray for the grace to honor mothers. God should grant you the grace, the ability to honor them in every area of your life. To uphold them and treasure them. And keep them. Just pray for that grace. Pray for that grace. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We thank you for the grace. Grant me more grace as I live to honor you and to honor my parents. Grant me this ability. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. I command every blessing from on high to be bestowed upon your people this day. Let every single person here under the sound of my voice be blessed like never before. Your amen is weak. Be blessed like never before. By a simple virtue honor, let a great blessing, an irrevocable blessing, an indelible blessing from on high, let it be bestowed upon your people, upon their businesses, upon their relationship, upon every facet of their life. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. Let every believer respond by shouting the loudest amen. Let your amen be the loudest. Never treat amen anyhow. Huh? Don't be silent anytime you come before him. Amen is a confirmation of what the Lord is about to do. And what the Lord... It's not a cliche. It's not something we go to church at. Yet can't. No, no. I said, may the Lord bless you. I say, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord elevate you. May the Lord catapult you into your blessing. An unmeasurable blessing. An unquantifiable blessing.
You are blessed from today till the end of this age. I declare you blessed. In your going out, you are blessed. In your coming in, you are blessed. May the Lord keep your mother safe. May the Lord keep your father safe. May the Lord protect your mother. I pray for every sick mother here. Any sick father not here. Any sick mother not here connected to you. May they be healed right now. May they be healed right now. May the Lord lift them from their sick beds. May the Lord keep them safe until we meet them. Until the testimony is fulfilled. They are not dying today. Not tomorrow. They are not dying today. Not tomorrow. They are not dying today. Not tomorrow. Any appointment of death, we suspend it. 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 Shout, they will not die 3 times. Declare they will live. They will live. They will live. Declare they are blessed. Come on, put your hands together for them.
Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. One more? Head on to New Spring AG on Facebook and Instagram, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on New Spring AG. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.